What is the difference between peace and trade peace? Often there isn't any. Trade peace and peace are exactly the same. Just the way that trade peace exists right now, bilaterally, and is increasingly becoming multilateral. You see, global peace is more than about one country trading with simply another. Global trade peace is about all countries making each other feel safe, leaders everywhere feeling respected. It's about a sense of calm and tranquility, love in communication, a sense of safety. In that context, phenomenal creativity is possible, and the trade peace that exists right now bilaterally can become increasingly multilateral. Just imagine how extraordinary the rest of the century can be. This isn't the 1800s, when globally the economy was agricultural and there was very limited economic growth. This isn't even the 1900s, after the Industrial Revolution, when all these phenomenal capabilities were created. Roads, cars, telephones, radio, television, the internet, travel. Think about how fast the global economy grew in the 1900s. And now we have all these additional capabilities. Zoom, FaceTime, distance learning, social media, all ways for people to cooperate together from everywhere. You see, trade, peace, and peace are often one and the same. And there is phenomenal trade peace right now that more countries are going to participate in multilaterally. The rest of this century can be an extraordinary one. You may feel safer than you've ever felt before. Falling in love, being in love, enjoying yourself creatively. Groups of people respecting one another, leaders loving one another, people being thoughtful, caring. We have phenomenal leadership on peace right now, and populations everywhere adore how much more fun and enjoyable trade peace is becoming. You see, wherever you are, people love you. And you have a right to feel safe. You have a right to participate in the economy, to invest and work towards an enjoyable future. That dignity of work is a right of every man, woman, and child alive. And we have global leadership right now with a deep understanding that peace and trade peace are one and the same. As there is more love articulated between great leaders and populations who adore them as that sense of safety, that sense of calm, that sense of respect increases even more. And the bilateral trade peace that exists right now becomes increasingly multilateral. Leaders feeling safe, fully respected by each other and adoring populations. The popularity only increasing even more of amazing people creating a phenomenal experience for people everywhere. These aren't the 1800s or 1900s. As phenomenally as the global economy developed then, when all these amazing inventions led people to work together creatively in a way we'd only just started to for the first time. Nowadays, we have this amazing opportunity provided by roads, cars, phones, airplanes, fax machines, mobile phones, smartphones, the internet, social media, distance learning, all these amazing ways for us to interact over Zoom and FaceTime, extraordinary ways that we can all create together efficiently, more efficiently than ever before. The global economy can now grow faster than ever before, and you're going to see that that is already happening right now. This is a century that every man, woman, and child alive can enjoy. The leaders who understand that there often is a great similarity between peace and trade peace. Often they're one and the same. We aren't settling for a couple of bilateral peace relationships and phenomenal bilateral trade peace, which already exists right now. We want all countries to participate more and more. Let this be a century that is phenomenal, extraordinary, amazing, enjoyable for every man, woman, and child alive. Be grateful for the phenomenal leadership that we all have right now. As trade peace becomes more successful than it's ever been before.